This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
All right, all right!
Yo, yo, yo!
Coming to you live from Philly. It's the number one rated Paulie and Tony Fusco show!
Yo, yo,
as
yo!
As always, Paulie Fusco here with Tony Fusco. And Tony, huge show today and last week. We made news as usual.
What else is new? Yeah,
we proved that Patrick Mahomes is basically Kenny Pickett. We showed the stats. And, you know, our take just blew up the internet, set TikTok download records. And, you know, that was all no thanks to our terrible guest, Nick Wright. Horrible.
Ugh, he was a disaster.
Yeah, we'll get this. Speaking of disasters, Tony, our guest today, you know, we gave our booker at Fox Sports Radio one simple ask. You know, we said, book someone who actually knows sports. And he couldn't even get that right. He goes ahead and books Jason Whitlock. And, well, Tony, I was under the impression, like most people, that Jason Whitlock no longer works in sports.
Yeah. Now he's like some political MSCNN person or something.
Well, you know, we have standards on this show we have to maintain. And I don't even think, you know, we should let him on. You know, I'll say this, Tony. If he even says one thing that comes close to being remotely political, I'm going to kick his, you know, MSCNBC ass off the show.
100%.
Yeah, well, we'll deal with that in a few minutes. But first, on the subject of people who actually know sports, us, we're going to tell you why Baker Mayfield just made a terrible decision going to the Rams, just awful, and how ESPN totally just blew it with this stat they put up the other day about the Eagles and Cowboys that you need to see to believe and then immediately not believe.
Yeah,
but
incredible.
First, you know, we always have business on the show to take care of. So a word from our sponsor, our good friends at Gold Bond Medicated Powder. Are you old? Then you should probably be using Gold Bond Medicated Powder.
Yeah, I don't know what it does, but they paid us to mention their product, so go use it.
Gold Bond Medicated Powder. It'll make your body slowly rotting away a less horrible and depressing experience for you. Gold Bond. Okay, now that we got that ad read down, we got a lot to get to, Tony, so let's not waste any time and get right into our top story.
Top story.
All right, first out the gate, the most embarrassing thing to come out of ESPN in, well, days. They came out with this so-called mathematical model, in quotes, that predicts which NFC team has the best chance of making the Super Bowl. Now, according to this statistical model, which makes sense only if you're an idiot, ESPN says the Dallas Cowboys, who have a record of 9-3, have a 50% chance of making the Super Bowl. Meanwhile, the Eagles, who have a record of 11-1, have only a 30% chance. Now, on what planet would a three-loss team have a better shot than a one-loss team? Because it certainly isn't Earth, is it, Tony?
I'm not just embarrassed for ESPN. I'm embarrassed for our country.
Yep.
You know, we talk about failing academic standards. What are the people at ESPN teaching our kids these days?
It's terrible.
You wonder why we're getting lapped by the rest of the world in test scores. Well, I blame SportsCenter.
You have to.
I mean, the Eagles, yeah, the Eagles are 11-1. They've won basically 99% of their games. What were they supposed to be after 12 games? 13-1?
Terrific points all around, Tony. And you know what sickens me here? ESPN is basically telling everybody that wins and losses don't matter anymore. I mean, and that's just so insulting on so many levels.
Incredible.
To so many people. They're basically saying winning doesn't matter anymore, aren't they?
Yeah. And that's not only insulting to football players, it's an insult to our military who fought to win wars. Unlike ESPN, I'm proud that the United States is a perfect 57-0 in wars.
Yep.
World War I, World War II, Gulf War. But you know most other countries? They're below 500 in wars. Would you bet on a below 500 country like Sweden to win its next war? Maybe ESPN would. Not me.
So well said, Tony. And, you know, just further proof here that ESPN is totally anti-American. And, you know, just full of confusing decisions over there. I mean, you know, it takes me back to another one. Remember when that show Get Up, it had an exclamation point after its title. And then one morning we woke up and suddenly no exclamation point. Made no sense.
Yeah, I was confused. I didn't even know if it was the same show anymore.
Me too, Tony. Well, that leads us to another baffling decision. This one by Baker Mayfield, who was released by the Panthers and then claimed off of waivers by the LA Rams, who are right now making crypto stock look stable. Anyway, I gotta say, Tony, this was yet another terrible career decision by Baker Mayfield. You know, Baker, when you look at it, he had the right idea to go to LA, but he picked the wrong football team. Isn't that right, Tony?
Unfortunately, he did. You know, when most people hit a dead end in their career, they go back to college and work on their skills. Well, why don't quarterbacks do that?
Great
you know,
point.
Baker's old coach Lincoln Riley is at USC. Their quarterback, Caleb Williams, is hurt. Baker should go there and brush up on his skills and ask Caleb Williams to teach him how to throw a football properly.
Sage advice, Tony. And, well, now I guess we have to turn our attention to the world of soccer, where the United States men's team lost to the Netherlands in the Soccer World Cup there. Tony, you watch?
No. You?
No. Well, let's just move on there. You know, let's move to a story out of college football. You know, people are up in arms about this video that was circulating this week. It was of Deion Sanders, who's the new head coach over at the University of Colorado. He came in for his first meeting with the Colorado players, who, you know, are all terrible. And he started giving this speech that was just terrific. Now, people are saying he made it all about himself, specifically because he said the phrase, "I'm coming," about 37 times during the speech. Just play a quick clip of that.
I'm coming. Some of y'all don't even think you deserve it. I'm coming. And usually when God sends me to a place, he sends me to a place to be a conduit of change. Okay. Uniforms may not even look like they look now. The things, I guarantee it's going to be some special. Okay. So if they ask you, what he said to me, what went down? I want you to say the two words. Flat out, he just said, I'm coming.
Wow.
What? Just a terrific speech. And, you know, that was just a snippet of just 7 minutes of pure greatness. Now, you know, people are saying that was a bad speech, terrible. Tony, he did a perfect job clearly delivering his message, didn't he? What a coach is supposed to do.
Absolutely. His message was clear and easy to understand. And that's what's important. You know, when you look at all the people on the earth, by far the dumbest ones are college kids.
Yep.
That's why they're in college. They're dumb, and they need someone to explain things in terms that they can understand. They were all probably sitting there thinking, who is this guy? Where did he come from? What happened to the other coach? If Deion didn't say, "I'm coming," 37 times, they would have probably been left very confused as to what was going on that day.
Absolutely terrific point there, Tony. And just also a very natural segue, because on the subject of being confused as to what's going on, I see our guest coming on the line. So here we go. All right, let's just bring him on the Fusco Satellite Network.
Fusco Satellite Network.
All right, this guy. Award-winning journalist, longtime sports columnist, former personality there on FS1, ESPN, yada, yada, yada. Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, okay.
Because now he's doing some political show somewhere. You know, not even sure what he's doing on this show right now. You know, Jason, frankly, you know, before we can begin this segment, look, this is a sports show, as you're well aware. And, you know, we can't just be bringing you on if you don't know anything about sports. Like, so that's my first question to you. Do you know anything about what's going on right now
in sports? Did you forget everything?
I know a lot of things about sports. I still follow the sports world. I thought I would catch you guys in a great mood. Your Philadelphia Eagles are 11-1, and you got are 10-1, 11-1, whatever they are.
You didn't even know the record.
Well, you know, but hold on. How do we know you didn't just look that up on your phone before you got on here? Yeah, you're trying to trick us. You know, we're not buying that. You know, you can't get
through. They played the Titans. I live in Nashville.
All right, you can read an NFL schedule, Tony. That's,
yeah.
Tony, I think we got to just make
money on that game.
I'm not convinced.
Well, then that shows maybe you don't know what's going on.
Yeah,
maybe let's just take a moment here before we get any further, Jason, just to maintain the integrity of the show here. We need to test your knowledge of sports just to make sure you know what's going on.
Yep.
Tony's just going to give you a series of questions. Please try to answer them if you actually know the answer. Here you go. Tony, first one.
Okay. Here you go, Jason. Who is the starting quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs? Now, if this is hard for you, I'll give you a hint. His initials are PM.
Peyton Manning?
I think he's trying to be a comedian. All right. Yeah. You know what?
It's Patrick Mahomes. It's Patrick Mahomes.
All right. Maybe he knows his
He probably
stuff.
Looked it up.
All right. Let's get into the top story here, Whitlock. All right. Look. All right. You proved yourself a little. Look, Deion Sanders. Yeah. New head coach at Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Goes in and gives one of the most legendary speeches of all time. Just terrific in every way. Now, people out there, they're saying he was egotistical, narcissistic. Don't you disagree with that? Wasn't this an all-time legendary speech?
If he were at home in bed with his wife, it's a legendary speech. If he's talking to a bunch of kids, he kept screaming, "I'm coming, I'm coming." Screaming that to a bunch of kids.
The show is about to get canceled. You're going to get another show canceled, Whitlock. I think you've already had 8 in your career. Here comes number 9.
We just started here.
Yeah. And so it wasn't a legendary speech. It was a bad message. He told those kids to hit the transfer portal. Jesus is coming to save them, and it's Deion Sanders. It was the most arrogant, narcissistic speech I've ever heard from a head coach.
Well, yeah, you are the world's leading expert in arrogance and narcissism.
Yeah, exactly.
To take your opinion there. But don't, you know, he's the head coach of a football team. He's coming to tell the kids what's up, what's going on. This is the Colorado team that went 1-11 last year. What should he have said or should have said? Oh, thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, you guys are great. You're terrific.
Yeah, thank
you
for your 44% completion percentage quarterback whose name I don't know.
Nah, he should have came in and said, look, those of you that want to go to the next level, I know how to get there. Do you? Because we're going to find out. If you don't know how to get there, this isn't the right place for you. If you do, if you're willing to accept the challenge, if you're willing to go to a level that I know.
This is what he said. He said all this, except he did it much better and much more entertaining than you. You sound like
he was reading from a note
flatlining over there.
He had concise messaging.
Oh, how do you know how he's speaking from his heart? How do you know?
Because he was reading a note card. He was reading notes. Coaches don't speak from note cards. They speak from the heart.
Are you kidding me?
But, Whitlock, so you're saying when you're staring at your camera at your political show that that's just all off the top of your head?
Pretty much.
Yeah, got him.
Pretty much.
It's all off the teleprompter.
Yeah, we got him.
Stay classy, San Diego.
Exactly,
yeah, I'm
Paulie.
Wondering if there's a teleprompter in front of you right now. You know,
actually, there is.
Yeah, this guy hasn't had a thought yet. You know, let's just that segue here. You know, we did a take last week, Tony, And it took off, right? We said to the people, we said, Aaron Rodgers is a model for all quarterbacks. And that's because he's a conspiracy theorist. Every quarterback should be a conspiracy theorist because basically you've got your other team that conspiring to get you, right? Trying to kill you. You want someone who
disguise sees their
it.
Blitzes, you know, lying to you.
You're a bit of what they call a tinfoil hat guy. Don't you think every quarterback should be a conspiracy theorist?
Just because they say they're not out to get you doesn't mean they're not out to get you. And as a quarterback, you know what? A bit of paranoia does serve you well. Look, they're out to get Aaron Rodgers, the Green Bay Packers, the opposition. The Packers drafted a quarterback to replace him. They drafted a quarterback 2 years ago.
They're out to get him by paying him $50 million. Yeah. Good point there.
The other
you really
team's
know
out
your
to
sports.
Get him.
The other team's out to get and so are the Packers. And, you know, they want to move on to Jordan Love or somebody else besides Aaron Rodgers. I like Aaron Rodgers. He was a conspiracy person, and he was right about the vaccine. I'm glad he didn't take it.
Excuse me. Did you just give a political opinion?
I gave an opinion about Aaron Rodgers not taking the vaccine. That's a sports opinion.
That was a vaccine opinion.
This is a sports show.
What network do you think you're on here? MSCNN? Yeah. We don't do this. You're trying to get our show canceled, aren't you? Because that's what you'll do, Whitlock.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's jealous.
What? You're off the show.
Off the show.
You're getting canceled from this show.
Yeah,
take your political BS and get out of here.
Yeah.
I knew this was a mistake.
Guess what?
Yeah, we need to be vaccinated from you.
From you.
Goodbye.
You're done.
I knew I shouldn't have done this show.
Jay, why haven't you hung up the phone, Jay?
Yeah.
Get
Jay, hang up the phone. He's off the show. Yeah.
Is he off the line already?
Jay, hang up the phone.
You know, we need to apologize to the viewers and listeners out there for that horrible segment there.
Strike that from your memory.
But and also, it doesn't reflect the opinions of our terrific sponsor, Gold Bond Medicating
Oh, no.
Corrections.
If it's someone who doesn't reflect anybody's opinions.
Producer Jay, what?
Number one, you said the Eagles have won 99% of their games.
Yep.
Yeah, around there, sure.
Yeah.
No, not around there. They're 11-1, which means they've won 92% of their games. There's a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference between when you're talking and when you're shutting the f*** up.
Yeah, I have a 99% chance of beating the shit out of you after the show.
Good now, one, Tony.
That's it. Yeah, no more.
Second,
no
number
more.
Two.
What?
You said Baker Mayfield should go back to college to sharpen his QB skills.
Yeah, that would be smart for him. Yeah.
Yep.
No, it would be impossible for him. You do realize the NCAA forbids players from going pro and then coming back to play the same sport.
Oh, yeah. Well, you should be forbidden from breathing.
Yeah. You are an NCAA hole.
Great
now,
one, Tony.
That's it. Yeah, got him. That's it. We're done.
Yeah, done with you.
One more.
What?
You said Gulf War.
Yeah.
It wasn't the Gulf War. It was the Gulf War.
Oh, yeah? Well, you're not a producer. You're a produce bag.
Yeah. I'm going to go wait for you in the parking lot after the show.
Great one, Tony. There you go.
We got him. Look how sad he looks, Paulie. He's so
the only thing he can produce is tears.
Yeah, a sad face. Yeah.
Anyway, we're not going to go out on a down note, Tony, because Big Nose just booked for next week. Super Bowl hero and Eagles legend Nick Foles coming on the show.
Wow.
And, by the way, you know, we mentioned it up top. Our platforms are just blowing up. So make sure, you know, watch us on YouTube, then watch us again on TikTok and get those views up. More money for us. In the meantime, great job as always, Tony.
Same to you, Paulie. Another flawless show.
There you go. We'll see you people next week.
See ya.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.